Hello, everyone. Today, I'm brimming with excitement to unfold a story that's both delightful and intriguing. What's it about, you ask? Well, it's about something that brings joy to our hearts and sweetness to our palates. Chocolate. Yes, the very essence of happiness for many of us. Let's embark on a fascinating journey to discover the origins and creation of chocolate. Imagine a world where the cacao tree thrives in the lush tropical rainforests, like the Amazon or the forests of West Africa. These trees are quite remarkable, living up to 200 years. Yet, they only bear the precious cacao beans for about a quarter of the time. A life of contrast, wouldn't you say? The journey of chocolate begins with the harvesting of these beans. Farmers, with their machetes, carefully collect the pods without harming the beans nestled inside. Opening these pods reveals cacao beans covered in a white, gooey substance. Not the most appealing sight, but essential to the process. Now, we delve into the magic of fermentation. This step is crucial as it imbues the beans with their distinct chocolate flavor. The beans, along with the gooey pulp, are left to ferment for about a week. Without this, chocolate wouldn't be the treat we know and love. Post-fermentation, the beans bask under the sun to dry. This process requires patience and careful attention, ensuring that each bean dries evenly. It's a slow, meticulous process, but the foundation of good chocolate. The dried beans then embark on a global journey, reaching factories where they're roasted, a process that enriches their flavor and aroma. This is the moment when the beans begin to exude that irresistible chocolate scent. In the factories, the beans undergo crushing and grinding, transforming into a liquid called cocoa liquor, a misnomer, as it's essentially melted chocolate. The creation of chocolate involves blending cocoa liquor with cocoa butter, sugar, and, depending on the variety, milk. The process of conching follows. It might sound peculiar, but it's a vital step where the mixture is heated and stirred for hours. This eliminates any bitterness and achieves the smooth, melt-in-your-mouth texture we all adore. The final stage, tempering, is a bit complex. It involves careful cooling and slight warming of the cacao. This ensures the chocolate hardens perfectly, giving it that satisfying snap and glossy appearance. After tempering, the chocolate is poured into molds of various shapes, cooled, and wrapped. That's how they make their way to the stores for us to savor. Interestingly, chocolate, particularly dark chocolate, offers health benefits. It's rich in antioxidants and can be good for your heart. But remember, moderation is key. A poignant aspect of chocolate's journey involves the farmers who cultivate cacao beans. Often, they're not adequately compensated for their labor. It's important to be mindful of this and opt for fair trade chocolates, which ensure better conditions for these hard-working farmers. So, the next time you indulge in a piece of chocolate, ponder its incredible journey. From a humble bean to a delectable treat, it's a tale of hard work, dedication, and the sweet rewards that follows. Thank you for joining me in unraveling the story of chocolate. I hope it's been as enriching and delightful for you as it has been for me. Stay tuned for more engaging stories. And while you enjoy your favorite chocolate, don't forget to share the joy.